Welcome back to the Comcast Center, where the Thundering Herd comes away as the third-place team in the Terrapin Classic, improving to 7-5 overall after an 89-68 thumping of UNC Asheville. Adam Cavalier on hand, now joined by Associate Head Coach Roxanne White. And Coach White, what sort of this momentum does this team have now heading into conference play Saturday at East Carolina?
Well, I think that's one of the things we told them before the game was this is your last warm-up before conference play begins, and it begins on the road. So we had to prove that we could go on the road, beat a worthy opponent, and make sure mentally we were ready to play this game, because we fought hard against Mississippi State, and I didn't want us to be a letdown to come into this game. And our kids showed a lot of character, a lot of heart. We proved they were basketball players tonight.
The Thundering Herd again with the 89-68 win, and Keona Brooks, I think the big surprise, 5 of 5 from the field, finishes 1 point away from the team high with 13 points. We knew that Marshall was going to go into the paint all night long, and it shows with 38 points in the paint. But what enabled her to be so successful tonight against UNC Asheville?
Well, for everybody who doesn't remember, KB was in a boot for a month, 6 weeks actually. And so she was 6 weeks behind in the heart, which is the beginning of your season. So she had to come along slowly. She runs. You know, she's going to get her stuff in transition. She's going to create some pressure on the defense in transition. She's not going to take a play off. She can play about 3 or 4 minutes at a time. She plays so hard, she's gassed after that. That's perfect, though. Ty can do the same. So I thought she did a lot of good things for us tonight, and it's nice to know we have our entire repertoire coming into conference play, playing their best basketball yet.
What needs to be improved from today's win? What's the one thing that this team has to get better on heading into conference play?
We always have a lull. We're either up or it's, you know, 4 or 6 point game one way or another, and we hit a 2 or 3 minute lull. And I really and truly believe that Casey Baker can fix that. You know, she has to stay interested for 40 minutes. And I know that may sound crazy to the people listening, but she does. Sometimes she just wants it to be easy. So she makes passes, makes decisions, thinking, oh, this is going to be easy. So she's gotten tons better. I mean, her assist to turnover here lately has been wonderful. So she's growing as a point guard because she's not a natural point guard. She's developing into a very good one, though.
7 assists, 2, 4 turnovers for Casey. She leads the Thundering Herd in the assist category. Following her in that, Alex Barnett, who really bounced back after a poor shooting performance yesterday versus Mississippi State. 3 of 5 from the field, pours in 11 points. And then not only does she dish out 4 assists, 6 rebounds. What did you guys as coaches tell her to motivate her to play well for this game?
Well, every now and then we get it right, you know. We told her, let's concentrate on feeding the post from the wing. You know, if you get the ball inside on our team, we have a great opportunity to score the basketball. And I thought she did a very good job of that tonight. She waited on shots instead of trying to force the issue. So I think there was two factors. We told her to get after the boards. We needed some rebounds. Aleah Mitchell's played well this tournament. So that's a girl playing my position. I better start playing better. It's a great motivator. It always will be in athletics.
How nice is it to see these young newcomers, such as Aleah Mitchell, such as Tawny Walters, pushing some of the veterans before you even hit conference play?
Well, it's perfect. You need depth. We play Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday. Such a quick turnaround, sometimes with 1,000 miles of travel in between. You have to have depth in order to win this league. And, you know, that's always your goal. You want to win every game that you're playing, but we got to win them one at a time. And we go on the road for 3 straight games. So seeing these kids go home, come back after Christmas, refreshed, renewed, and really for the most part gelling in their mind as to what we want offensively and defensively, it's nice to have them back.
Coach White, always a pleasure to have you on the postgame show. That's Marshall Associate Head Coach Roxanne White. We break for 2 more minutes and return with final analysis and programming reminders from inside the Comcast Center. This is Marshall Women's Basketball on 88.1 WMUL.